We picked a ton of oranges at the orange grove today, but Grandpa says we need a different kind of fruit.
He's right. The best kind of fruit is the kind that the Spirit grows within us. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I bet you didn't know that the Holy Spirit can make 9 different kinds of fruit. And better than that, He creates them inside of you. Galatians 5 verses 22 and 23 says, "The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled Ornamental Fruit, Part 2. "This has been quite a fruitful day, don't you think?" said Grandpa with a wink as they finished dinner at the close of James's first day in Arizona. James grinned. He and Grandpa had taken a trip to an orange grove, and they had come back with lots of delicious oranges. "Since our minds are already on fruit, let's take a look at the fruit of the Spirit for devotions tonight. The spiritual qualities that come from knowing Jesus and having His Spirit in our hearts," said Grandpa. Opening his Bible, he leafed through the pages until he found the passage he was looking for. He handed the Bible to James and pointed to the verse he wanted read. "The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control," James read. He looked at his grandparents. "That seems like a lot of fruit for one person." "Don't let the list scare you," said Grandpa. "All of us who trust in Jesus have this fruit in our lives, but sometimes we need to be reminded of that. Why don't we all think about the fruit listed in the passage and each pick out one we especially need to trust God to help us with?" "Okay," James studied the list. "Mom is always telling me I need to be more patient," he said after a moment. "And I need to depend on God to help me feel His peace in my life," said Grandma. "I tend to worry, like when you were a little late getting back from the orange grove today." "And I need help with self-control," said Grandpa. "Now and then, I still get angry for silly reasons and need to remember that the Holy Spirit gives me the power to control my anger." He closed the Bible. "Let's pray for one another and trust God to display His fruit in our lives. And maybe before you go back home, we can talk about this again and see how God is working in us, okay?" James nodded. "Okay then," said Grandma. "Now, who wants some oranges for dessert?" "Me," said James and Grandpa in unison. Well, how about you? Are you relying on the Holy Spirit to produce spiritual fruit in your life? When you struggle with things like worry, impatience, or anger, remember that He gives you peace and the power to show others the love of Jesus in any situation. You might also find it helpful to discuss it with a family member or a Christian friend. Help one another by praying for each other and discussing what God is doing in your lives. Our key verse is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23.
"The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control."
And our key thought for today, God gives spiritual fruit. You know what? I love to hear from listeners just like you. So if you ever have a question about God or the Bible or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of those questions we receive from kids like you. Who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.